China has launched an uncrewed mission to the far side of the moon in what's been described as a major step forward for the country's ambitious space program. The aim of the 53-day mission is to gather soil samples and rocks, which will be returned to Earth and analysed. China aims to send its first astronauts to the moon by 2030. Let's talk now to space commentator Leo Enright, who joins the studio. Leo, very good afternoon and welcome to the News at One. So the significance of this Chinese mission then?
Well, Brian, you're really going out with a bang today, because 20, 30, 40 years from now, I think people will be talking about this mission if it succeeds. It has the potential of being the most important scientific mission to the moon since the first moon landing. Because, as you say, they're going to the far side of the moon, the part we cannot see, the part we know so little about, and they're going to bring material back so that we can begin to learn about this strange, weird world on the far side of the moon.
And is the far side of the moon very different from the near side of the moon, the side of it that we see?
It couldn't be more different, Brian. As we look up every night at the moon, the wonderful moon, as you look at it and will, I'm sure, for many years to come from the deck of your small, modest yacht, we see the man in the moon, the woman in the moon. We see the eyes, the mouth. These are the seas, as we call them, the mare. And they are the distinctive feature of this of our side, the near side of the moon. Whereas on the far side, there are no seas. It is all mountains. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese are going to take enormous technological risks. There's no people on board, as you correctly say. It's a robotic mission. But they're going to try and land on the far side using a relay satellite that they put in space several months ago.
So is this all then evidence of a space race now hotting up between the United States and China?
It's interesting, Brian, that this morning a senior official of the Chinese space program said, "I don't like to talk about races," he said. It is part of China's ambition to be a part of the moon thing. But let's be realistic. The Americans say they're going to land men and women on the moon by 2028. Not that many people think that is going to happen. The Chinese say they're going to land in 2030. Looking at the performance today, the extraordinary success of this launch, you really have to wonder, could the Chinese beat the Americans back to the moon?
I grew up, as you did, in the Apollo era and have, in my case, fairly dim memories of Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, taking that small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. Are we returning perhaps to an era, maybe something like that?
Yes, I hope so, Brian. I really do. There are several European instruments on this Chinese spacecraft. It's interesting, Ireland has collaborated with China to send missions to Mars and to deep space. And I do think that in the future, Europe in particular will be collaborating much more with China as we reach out to the new frontier, as it were.
All right. Leo, thanks very much indeed for being with us here. And we appreciate, as ever, your dissecting of these fascinating stories.